Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The California Employment Development Department, EDD, announced on June of 2020 that it awarded $1.35 million to four local workforce development boards to implement an English Language Learners, ELL, Pathways to Careers program. These projects will provide 460 ELL participants with increased access to effective training models, supportive services, and incorporate innovative employment strategies with partners to create career opportunities in growing industries. The Workforce Development Board of Ventura County applied for this grant and was awarded $350,000 with a goal of helping about 120 participants. Here to tell us more about what this grant will help us achieve on the phone, Jacqueline Govea. Jacqueline, good morning. You're the Center Director at the Center for Employment Training. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you on board here on this somewhat damp Wednesday morning, but with distance everything these days, we're chatting on the phone this morning. So, Jacqueline, let's start off here. Could you please tell us more about the English Language Learner Program and what it's going to do for English Language Learner residents right here in Ventura County?
Of course, I'd love to, but a little bit of background about our center here, Center for Employment Training, who is the hub where this program will be happening. So our mission here at Center for Employment Training started back in 1967. So our first trade school was established up in San Jose, California. Our main goal was to encourage seasonal farm workers to seek permanent work and have a better life. And now we're here 54 years later continuing that mission. And not just for our seasonal farm workers, but also for everybody in the community who is seeking to have a better life and more permanent and stable work. Now we have 12 career training centers in three different states with 23 different trades to be able to train in, and each location is actually catered to whatever the county is in high demand in their industry sector. So with that said, my journey with CET actually started when I was a little girl. My father was actually an instructor here. He was a part-time MTC instructor. He himself immigrated from Mexico. When he was 18, he had no English language skills whatsoever. He was pointless. He was homeless at one time, and he was living in his car. And this MTC company gave him the opportunity to be able to work. And then CET, through his experience, gave him the opportunity to become an instructor. And now here I am, decades later. Not only did I begin CET as an instructor, but through these 5 years with the corporation, the school, I've actually been basic skills and GED instructor, our job developer, training manager, and now I'm the center director. So what makes my experience here with CET is I've been able to reach that full circle. So it gives me a better understanding from not just my personal experience, but through my job experience. And that gives me that passion and motivation to continue to give to my community. And so that's kind of where this ELL program comes in. This is where we're trying to help those in the community to have something better for them and their family. So we're very proud and happy to be able to partner with the Workforce Development Board. So the project team is, as we mentioned, the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, as well as the America's Job Center of California, WIOA Title I, Employment Development Department, Migrant and Seasonal Farm Worker Program, County of Ventura Farm Worker Resource Program, County of Ventura CalWORKS, Ventura County Adult Education Consortium, Ventura County Community College District, the Mixteco Indigena Community Organizing Project, and CET, of course. So this program will place ELL navigators within the Ventura County America's Job Center of California for local coordination, case management, and wraparound services. Employment and training services are available to workers through this grant who are English language learners. We are currently enrolling, and we began back in October when we were awarded the grant, and we will continue to enroll up until March 31st of 2022.
Wow, that's pretty involved, and that's just such a great opportunity for people. You know, Jacqueline, the way the system is supposed to work is people come in, and they do get, especially immigrants, get what would be considered an entry-level job, but then have opportunity to move through the system with programs like this, to go through the system and get a job and a career that they would like and enjoy here in the United States. So love what the program's doing and what its aim is. If we look at all the services that are provided for participants, you know, going through and learning a new career, getting a new job skills, that can take a lot of energy. Can you give us a look at some of the services that are provided to the participants?
Of course. So the main goal of the program is, as we mentioned, develop that training and the strategies so that they can lead fruitful careers with long-term economic security and self-sufficiency. However, this program will also provide English classes, job skill development, and career guidance for those who are confronting any type of employment and economic barriers due to their limited English language and work scope. So it kind of involves everything in one, because as you mentioned, it is difficult to transfer into that new career. So we're here to do all of that for them.
Now, is this virtual? It must be these days, right?
It is, but we also are doing, it's kind of like a hybrid. Some things are done here at our CET offices. So we do have a team, which is myself, Monique Marquez, and Alejandro Moreno. We provide services in different avenues, like I mentioned. We are abiding by our county's public health guidelines during this pandemic. Our enrollments are done in office, but it's only by appointment, so we can limit that traffic. Our, as I've mentioned, our offices are, you know, abiding with public health guidelines, so they are disinfected throughout the day. My staff and myself wear both masks and safety shields for each appointment. We do have plexiglasses, so we're really dedicated to make sure that community is safe and our staff as well. However, we're also able to do some of the enrollment and case managing and other administrative sides of the program virtually and through, like, cellular devices, for example. But there are some in-house services that myself and Mr. Moreno will do at our center. So that will be like the job placement, career counseling, job skill development, such as like interview prep, resume building, or any customer service skills. And then because we are also have the on-site training here at our school, we offer medical assistant in the green building construction. So if someone in the ELL program would like to do that training program, our current curriculum is hybrid. So we are only doing the labs, all hands-on, are done on campus, and anything else, so lectures, any meetings that you might want to have with the instructors are done completely online through Canvas. So we, as much as we are dedicated to provide the services, we are also even more careful of making sure that we are maintaining all safety and guidelines that our county would like us to maintain.
Jacqueline, what are the focused industries and businesses that you're motivating people to train for? Are there some specific areas?
Yes. So in Ventura County, we will align within the in-demand industry sectors that have high employment. We will include pre-apprenticeships, apprenticeships, and other work-based training. Some of the targeted industries that the workers will train include business services, clean and green, healthcare and manufacturing. And kind of like I mentioned earlier, our campus here specifically does the medical assistant program and green building construction program. So if our ELL participants would like to do that work-based training, we also provide it in those two fields. However, if there's any other program that they might be interested, as navigators, we are dedicated to make sure that we can find our clients what it is they want to participate in and what's more appropriate for their career goals as well.
What are some of the supportive services that will be available to the ELLs as they go through this program?
So supportive services that are going to be available, of course, it's based on individual need. However, some of the general wraparound services that we do offer will be, you know, enrolling and connecting with CalFresh, CalWork, Medi-Cal. The ones that are going to be more one-on-one based on their needs is the career guidance, the ongoing case management. We also have adult education services for ELL. We do the job placement, job skill development. Overall, this is why we take so much pride in making sure that we can individually customize with our clients so that we can discuss what their goals are. And as ELL navigators, we want to try to guide them through what's best for the services to help connect them with their goals, and we have supportive services for each of them kind of based on what they're wanting to do.
And what else can you share about this program? Sounds fantastic, the ELL program. Anything you'd like to add, Jacqueline?
Yes. So, you know, one of the biggest things that I take pride in is being here at CET. So our mission at CET, which we are blessed to have be able to have been awarded this grant and kind of be the hub that will connect our community. CET has always promoted in our mission that the human development and education by providing people with marketable skill training and supportive services that will contribute to them to have that self-sufficiency. And we're proud to carry that through the ELL program. We have a referral form that we are more than happy to provide in both English and in Spanish to any agency or in our partners who wish to refer potential ELL clients to make that enrollment process effective and efficient. Our ELL team and CET admission team, and most of our instructors are fully bilingual in Spanish and in English. However, if there is a need for any assistance in translation in other languages, we are blessed to be able to partner up with agencies such as I mentioned, the Hispeco and Indigena Community Organization Project to provide assistance in those areas. You can also contact us directly. So our number here at the center is 805-487-9821. Where you can ask for myself or anybody on our staff can assist you in the services that you might be inquiring about. You can also reach out to us in email. So my email is jgovea@cetweb.edu or our admissions team, which is oxnardadmissions@cetweb.edu. With any inquiries or questions regarding the program, we are also on social media. So we have a Facebook and Instagram, and this is where we are consistently trying to interact with any potential students, any potential ELL clients, even our alumni from our program. And as I mentioned before, since we are partnered up with the Workforce Development Program, if they are also a great point of contact, and they could definitely refer you or anybody that is interested in the program to our program. So I just want to emphasize that CET being awarded this, we have over 50 years of experience working not just with the ELL community, but with the farm working community, and most importantly here in Oxnard. So a lot of our students who have entered our program have had no English skills whatsoever, maybe very limited, but they've been able to leave this program not just knowing the language, but are being placed with employers, and they're indebted to us forever because at CET we do it for their lifetime to help them connect with careers. If they ever lose a job, we are more than happy to continue helping them with their resumes and interview skills. I mean, we have some alumni that still come in 20, 25 years later. So we are very excited for this opportunity, and we hope that this ELL program doesn't just change the lives of the community now, but that it changes the lives of their families for years to come.
On the air with us, Jacqueline Govea, Center Director at the Center for Employment Training. Thank you so much for the information this morning. Interesting program. The numbers again, if you want more information about this English language learner program, call the Center for Employment Training, 805-487-9821. If you're an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. Jacqueline, thank you. Great job on the information here, and we appreciate you coming on air on KVTA.
Thank you so much.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
853 KVTA.